Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, God. Just a blessing, for every one of you. Truly, we do honor the Lord on this morning for every one of you. I love and genuinely love our phone, our cards, on the podcast. May the Lord's riches, blessings rest upon every one of you. Apologize for being late, bad weather in our area. Very severe weather, lightning and thundering. But the Lord made a way for us to come on to encourage you, to remind you that this is your season. For grace. And to reap what you've sown. Everything is working together. For your good, amen. Everything is working together. Glory to God for your good. Working together for your good. I hear the Lord say, encourage my people this morning. I ask you to clear my throat, clear my chest. I command this phlegm of this enemy to leave my throat and my chest and my esophagus forever. I bind every filthy demon that came in through night seasons and night terror, doing his wickedness to the Lord's people. We cancel out your wicked assignment. You have no control over us. We've been blood-bought, blood-washed, blood-sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. So with that said, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, and all the helpers and underlings and hirelings, they are hereby judged. And the judgment God decreed and declared that in Leviticus that it is death. Suffer not a witch or a wizard to live. So, Father, we decree and declare that the same way that wicked Jezebel died, so we decree and declare every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every descendant of Balaam who have decided to come against us, your children, they will die, they will perish. And by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the consuming fire that you are, you will kill them dead. And not one iota of your children's word will fall to the ground. And we don't take it back, and we don't pity them, and we don't feel sorry. And so we say, glory to God, that this is our season, this is our hour for grace and favor to reap all the good that we've sown. Hallelujah. Because we got seeds in the ground, and we can call you on it. Father, we've been good. But our goodness still ain't good enough. So, Father, we bless your name on this morning. We give you praise. And I don't care what your circumstances is, my husband just said. It's already done. Now, those of you who have your Bibles, turn quickly with me to 2 Chronicles. If speak God is going to blow your mind. Those of you, Satan has been attacking your good name. Excuse me. Satan has been attacking your name. But don't give in. You have favor with the king. Because the word of the Lord tells us that he gave Mephibosheth, who didn't even know that a word had been decreed over him. Good word had been decreed over him. He didn't know that good word had been decreed over him because of the constant battle of the enemy. Now, last time we met, we were speaking of Hannah. And the time before that, we spoke on Mephibosheth. So put those two together because I'm going to be referring to both. Amen. Where the Holy Ghost is going to be referring to both. And referring to them as infallible truth. Many of us, that's including myself, we will be the infallible proof. What you mean, preacher? Infallible proof. By your life. By your very existence. Remember when the Lord raised Lazarus? He never said, it's not recorded that he said anything. But the people came by the groves, the thousands, to see him. Why? Because they knew he was dead. There was no way he could have come out of that situation. Even his enemies that were glad he was dead, they had to stand by. They even tried to plot to kill him. That's why I said his enemies. Let me tell you something. God is making our skin, making us like flint. Oh, yeah. If you want to do anything great for God, he got to make you like flint, especially if you're anything like me. Soft, tender, compassionate, kind, yes. But at the same time, you have to have a tough skin. So, Father, we decree and declare that you give us tough skin. Thank you for giving us tough skin like a rhino, tough skin like an elephant, and give us a tenacious attitude like a tiger and a wolf and a lion combined, and give us that walk-through spirit like an elephant. Elephant don't ask you to move over. He may stop a minute to give you a chance. But when you're in the midst of greatness, you're going to move over anyway. So pictures don't do the elephant justice. They are majestic. And they are not ignorant. They are not stupid at all. So the scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they are powerful and mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Corinthians also tells us that we are no longer ignorant concerning the devices of Satan, therefore he will not get an advantage of us. Corinthians also tells us that because of Jesus Christ, we are already always victorious and triumphant in every area of our lives. So when we go to the book, Of Judah. They came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord our God, are we not in a new testament? Who is our new court? Who is our mediator? Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 says that we have an advocate, that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. And Jesus, sitting on the right hand of the Father, he intercedes for us as well. So we have two intercessors in heaven. So, and Hebrews tells us that the Lord our God, he runs to our help. He's our succor. So the fight is fixed. So as they came to the Lord, asking for help, the Lord just didn't speak to anybody. He spoke to the Levites to give words of encouragement. Verse 9, that even when evil come upon us, as a sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house in your presence, for your name is in this house. Your name is on us. Now that we've given our lives to Jesus and we're living for Jesus, his name is on us. His name is in us. So no devil have any right to come against you. Corinthians tells us that anything come against you to harm the temple of God, he will kill it. So we cry out in help. And then the Lord spoke through his Levite. And this is what he said. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 14, he spoke to his Levite. Came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation upon the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, the sons of Asaph. And he said, hearken ye all of Judah, ye inhabitants, and you king behold the man. Thus saith the Lord your God, be not afraid, nor be dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For this battle is not yours, but God's. Hallelujah. We don't have time to go any further, but we're going to say this. Listen, verse 17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord God Jehovah, who is with you. Fear ye not, be not dismayed. For on tomorrow, the Lord your God is with you to fight against them. And they fell to the ground and worshiped the Lord. The Lord tells us that he's looking for the true worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth. And they fell on the ground. I don't blame them. But when you have been hounded and harassed by enemies who are determined to destroy you and to get your rightful inheritance. Verse 19, and the Levites of the children of the Kohathites stood up. That means the preachers, the apostles, the prophets. And they praised the name of the Lord. And they rose early in the morning, and they appointed singles, and they praised and worshiped the Lord. Listen, verse 22. And when they began to sing and praise the Lord, when they began to sing and praise unto the Lord sent ambushments against the enemies, and they were all smitten. But it don't end now, listen. And they took 3 days to gather. Gather everything that was stolen from them, the riches. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they began to praise the Lord with the psalteries, the trumpets, and the harps. And the fear of the Lord was on all the kingdoms round about. I'm here to tell you that the Lord is vindicating your name on today. The Lord is restoring your name, and he's giving you back everything that Satan and his human agents stolen and hijacked from you. You just continue to praise and worship him and watch him bring you the victory.